How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here at Cherokee Speedway. Prior to the March Madness Ginger Owens Memorial Southern All-Stars race, but I'm with Pearson Lee Williams, who last night won the Extreme Dirt Car finale down at Modoc Speedway. Pearson, I understand that was your first ever super late model win. What was that feeling like when you crossed under that checkered flag to pick up that win?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, something I've dreamed about, racing super late models on a professional level for a very long time. So a bunch of hard work and a bunch of dedication went into it, but it was a very awesome feeling.
Now, you've won races in the crate late model before, but and I'm sure you had the idea that you could win, but now that confirmed it. So does that give you a new feeling of confidence as you go into a race like today and the rest of the races you'll do this season?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of heavy hitters there, regional-wise and national touring guys. People like Chris and Jonathan Davenport were there. And then you had people, Casey Roberts and Zach Mitchell was there. So, I mean, there was a very, very stout field. So it really gives me and the whole team a bunch of confidence going into tonight and down the line into more races for sure.
In your post-race interview, you talked about how you'd sat in the stands at Modoc and had wished for that day that you'd win a race there. So did that make it even more special that you got your first win there?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I watched my dad race. I mean, he raced all around, and I watched him race at Modoc. And, you know, it was just one of them – one of them things of I remember back when I was a little kid, and you know, watching these guys go around. I said, man, I'd really like to race with them one day, or just meet them. So to go out there and win and beat some of the best is very nice.
This is a pretty well organized team that you're here with Harold Holly, and of course the Coulters owning it. Everything. Is this a comfortable environment for you to be in with this team?
It is, man. I mean, they treat me like family, and they were very understanding. You know, like I said, I'm really new to this kind of super deal, and I knew it was gonna take a little time, and we're still learning right now, you know. And they treat me so well, and they're really understanding, and I can't thank the Coulters and Rum Runner Racing enough for the opportunity, and Harold and my crew, Sticks and Daniel for busting our tails in the shop and at the racetrack every day.
Harold talks about how you're a hard worker yourself. Do you feel like are you a sponge? You're absorbing a lot of stuff, because he's won NASCAR championships and all that. So do you feel like there's a lot there to be absorbed?
Oh yeah, man. You know, heck, I mean. He is so smart with everything. So I cherish every moment I'm there with him, because I learn something new every time he talks, you know. So yeah, I do. I try to be a sponge while I'm around him, and try to get everything I can from him, because he's just so smart, because he's done it at so much of a higher level, and he knows a good bit about everything.
All right, then last question here. You're Cherokee Speedway today. You've raced here a few times. So what do you think about this place? What makes this place, what makes a car go with this place?
You know, it's kind of a tricky place, especially through 1 and 2. And you just got to be really smooth here. It's going to be during the daytime, so it's going to be it's going to be probably a little bit more drier, so you're going to have to be really smooth with your throttle and steering, and make sure you hit your marks for sure.
All right, I'm Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com. It's Pearson Lee Williams, the Rum Runner Racing team, who picked up a win last night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.